So after a very even start in the lights, the heavies have had dramas down in turn number one. Three carts off the circuit, the 21, the 81 Westcombe Casey and the 22 of Chancellor. So it's a disappointing result for those carts. Hayden Cox, Westcombe Casey and Chancellor. Yellow flags are out as they try to clear the carts from the circuit. Fife is your leader in the lights battle. Isrin's ahead, and oh, that's interesting there. It looked like Isrin and also Luke Wrigley have gone up the inside of the seven cart. Now, it's an interesting one because the starter had the yellow out, but turn one didn't have the yellow out. And so that will be interesting to see if any penalty might apply to those two carts, because a flag is valid to the next flag point. And by rights, that flag wasn't out down there in turn number one. So now the carts are cleared well off the circuit. We can probably see them go back to racing. Fife, Krivoski, Johnson, Shibuteri. Then it's back to Longmore, Harness, Ward, Jackson, Chancellor, Isrin, Wrigley, Cozzy, Balding, Dare, Chancellor, Cox and Westcombe Casey, Chancellor Cox and Westcombe Casey, all out in turn one. So as Fife leads the way across the line, he has a bit of breathing room, half a second or so, over Krivoski, Johnson, Shibuteri, Cameron Longmore, who had a DNF in heat number one in the Riv Turf cart, which was unfortunate. He was in good position when his cart came off the circuit, and I think it must have been had thrown a chain. So Fife, Krivoski, Johnson, Shibuteri, Longmore, Harness, Ward, Jackson, Chancellor. That's Taylor Chancellor in the 21. Then it's Jackie Isrin, Luke Wrigley, Cozzy, Balding, and Dare rounds out the running order. So whilst Fife still holds a 0.3 of a second lead, Krivoski is closing in on Fife now. So Krivoski, as they come across the line, Fife has maintained his advantage, but Krivoski is looking quick in parts of the circuit. Johnson doing a good job now, as it looks like Shibuteri is struggling to match his pace. Race leader is still Josh Fife. Battle for the heavies. Jackie Isrin in the 33, Luke Wrigley in the 64. They're still running nose to tail, so they're having a good battle here as Fife, Krivoski, 0.4 of a second. Now Isrin looking to go up the inside of Callum Jackson. They really are pushing it hard here, this lights and heavy battle. Isrin and Wrigley. Wrigley in the 64, right on the back bumper of Jackie Isrin. Not letting Isrin get away at all. Heat number one. It was also an enthralling battle in this junior national competition. It was Fife from Krivoski in heat one. As we have, once again, Fife not getting away as far from Krivoski in this heat. So as the race leader works his way down with three laps left to run, Fife getting away slightly. It's Fife from Krivoski, Johnson, then back to Shibuteri. Harness right on the back bumper of Harness. There's Ward Isran, then with Wrigley, Chancellor. So heat one was Fife, Shibutari, Kravoski. Heat two, it's Fife, Kravoski, Johnson, Shibutari. As the white flag is out. Harness, Longmore, Ward. Then it's this heavies battle. Isran, Wrigley. Back then to Jackson, Taylor, Chancellor, Jaden Boulding. At the side-by-side battle for third place, and it looks like Shibutari has got up the inside of Johnson. Johnson trying to come back, going into the pit turn. The checkered flag is out for Josh Fife. Kravoski, Shibutari, then Johnson at the line. Harness holds off Longmore. Ward, Isran, then Wrigley, Jackson, Chancellor, Boulding, Chloe Cossey and Jack Dare round out the Junior National Heat number two. So as they send out onto the circuit now, the tag 125 lights and heavies. Just getting that report, the 21 of Chris Cooper is not out there, so he's in the battle for the club championship. And as we said before, every race in the club championship counts. So it will be interesting to see how that will affect the points come the end of this weekend. As Chris Cooper leads John Wells in the points by six. He's on 71. To John Wells on 65. Jacob Fripps back there on 45. Corey Donnelly and Jamie Lee Scorgi, who haven't done a lot of racing here, but Jamie Lee Scorgi this year is on 35 points and on 21 points, I think. No, sorry, Corey Donnelly is on 21 points and Jamie Lee Scorgi. Corey Donnelly is on 35 points, Jamie Lee Scorgi on 21 points. We'll give you the grid now. Here in tag, it's Corey Donnelly in the 61, Jamie Lee Scorgi in the 18, the 15's Alex Nicholson, the 69, John Wells, the 96, Macaulay Allen. The 2 is Beck Connell, Brock Harris is in the 56, Mark Townsend, Matthew Morris in the 12, then the first of the heavies comes up after Mark Townsend. It's John McCabe in the 66, Martin Hollings in the 42, Alexander Millward in the 80, Paul McCabe in the 81, Andrew Hemphill in the 32, Chris Sutherland in the 12, Glenn Bullman in the 31, Brendan Shea in the 10. So they're formed up now. Tag 125, light and heavy. Heat number 2.
I'm showing 2 laps scored.
Corey Donnelly. Scorgi gets the jump. Oh, so does Wells on the outside. And Scorgi immediately crosses over to take the front position. Oh, contact further back in the pack. That's Beck Connell, who got a bump there as Stacks on the Mill down there in the heavies battle. 2 carts into the kitty litter. The 32... and the 12 cart, so that is Glenn Sutherland, and a 32 cart is Andrew Hemphill. Hemphill is in the battle for the Tag Heavy Club Championship, so this could be costly for him. Yellow flags out there as they head down into turn number one. It's Scorgi who leads the way from Donnelly, Wells, then it's Cooper, Allen in the in-flight ER cart, then it's back to Townsend, Nicholson, further back then to Harris, Morris, McCabe, Millward, Paul McCabe, Glenn Bullman, Martin Hollings, Shea, with Cooper, Hemphill and Sutherland all out of this race, although for Hemphill and Sutherland it was down there in turn number one. Corey Donnelly up the inside of Jamie Lee Scorgie. She immediately crosses back. And Scorgie retakes the lead. Now, Corey Donnelly made a late race pass on Jamie Lee Scorgie to take out heat number one from Scorgie, Wells and Beck Connell with Alex Nicholson in fifth. At the moment, it's Scorgie, Donnelly, Wells, Connell, Allen, Towns and Nicholson. So, as they work their way through the S's once again, the front three have broken away. Connell is right on the back bumper of McCauley Allen, who has just made the pass up into fourth position. So Ken Beck Connell grab that spot back as they head down into the pit turn. The leaders, Scorgie, Donnell, Wells, back then to Allen, then it's Connell. Townsend's been shuffled back a spot from Alex Nicholson, Brock Harris, Matthew Morris, John McCabe, Millward, Paul McCabe, Bullman, Hollings, Shea, round out the running order. So as Donnelly pulls back up onto the back bumper of Scorgie, Scorgie in the 18, leading into the S's once again. Donnelly, two card lengths back, closes it up when they get to the end of the back straight. And Donnelly very good up into the top turns. That's where he made the move in heat number one. Scorgie was unable to respond to that pass. Scorgie quick through the pit turn that time. Jamie Lee Scorgie in the 18, leading Corey Donnelly, John Wells. Then it's back to Allen, Beck Connell, Nicholson, Townsend, Harris. In fact, slowing on the circuit is the Morris cart now. So the Morris cart dropping back through the field. That brings Brock, John McCabe, the first of the heavies, up to ninth place. Millward, then it's Paul McCabe, Hollings, Bullman, Shea, rounding out the running order. So, as the leaders work their way through the S's once again, under pressure now is Townsend in the 13 cart from Brock Harris. Brock Harris from Wollongong in the New Image Kitchens Arrow, putting the pressure on the stable carting Esprit from Grenfell. As they head up the back straight, nose to tail, this is a good battle going on for 7th and 8th position now. Into the pit turn. And Townsend, Harris up the inside, and Harris will take the spot on the crossover. Townsend goes back through. So Townsend maintains 7th as Brock Harris had it for the moment, but then swung wide coming out of 1, which opened the door heading to 2, and Townsend was good enough to dive into the hole. So Scorgie with a bigger advantage than she had at any stage during heat number 1, as she has 3 laps just under that to defend now. Harris back to the inside of Townsend again, this time Townsend can't do the crossover, and Harris looks like he's got the spot. So Harris from Townsend. Townsend good out of the S's, through the dip and up onto the back straight. As the 18 cart, now with 2 laps remaining. Scorgie from Donnelly. Wells is running by himself in the 69 back there in 3rd. Allen still, oh, and Connell. So Connell's got back ahead. Beck Connell getting ahead of, McCauley Allen's running by himself. Beck Connell is ahead of Alex Nicholson, who's certainly putting the pressure on in the 15 card on the back bumper of the 2. Harris, Townsend, Millward, then it's the heavies of McCabe, John McCabe, Paul McCabe, Matthew Morris, Martin Hollings, Glenn Bullman. White flag is out. And Scorgi has a handy buffer at the moment as they head up the back straight. So Scorgi, Donnelly, Wells, Allen, Connell, Nicholson, Harris, Townsend, and Millward. Checkered flag at the ready. And Jamie Lee Scorgi will get the victory from Corey Donnelly. Wills and Allen. Then it's back to Connell. Alex Nicholson. So Connell holding off Alex Nicholson there at the end. Brock Harris eventually was able to pull away slightly from Townsend. Oh, and into the kitty litter on the last lap. I think that's Glenn Bullman. No, it's actually Matthew Morris. And Matthew Morris, who was struggling with that cart, has eventually failed to finish because he is off into the kitty litter at the pit turn. So John McCabe, Paul McCabe, Martin Hollings, Brendan Shea and Glenn Bullman round out the runners there in tag 1-2-5. So good race there, and interesting battles all round as we get set now for the cadets. As we get set now for cadets heading out onto the circuit, Finley Allen in the 28 will be on the pole. The 10 of Josh Haynes starts out of position number 2. Reece Smith's in the 57. He had a bad start in heat number 1. Hopefully he can... it wasn't a bad start. He got into the S's, into the right hand of the S's on the outside of someone and got himself spun and pushed wide. Cooper Allen in the 19. Tom Sett in the 29. Levanis in the 8. 47 is Josh Sargent. Sebastian Ruiz is in the 6. Mia Bolton's in the 23. William Cozzi's in the 9. And Bailey Cooper will start out of position 11 in the 7. So it will be the 28 of Finley Allen. Josh Haynes in the 10 out on the circuit. They're in good formation now. Hopefully a start this time by Allen and Hayes, all even at the start. A good jump that time. Four wide across the start finish line. And up the inside is Smith. So Smith from the second row gets the lead going into turn number 1. Great move by Reece Smith in the 57. Then it's the, fading now is the 28 of Allen. So Allen looks like he might be in some trouble there, Finley Allen. I think it's Josh Haynes in second. No, he's in third place, actually. So one of those carts is fading because it's Finley Allen still in... It's Cooper Allen that's in second. Haynes in third as they come across the start-finish line. So Reece Smith with a fantastic start. Went straight up on the inside white line. Got past the front row. Haynes now just getting balked by Cooper Allen, coming through the S's. He's got the pressure on his back bumper because here comes Sargent. Josh Sargent in the 74 is working his way forward as well. They head around the top of the circuit. And your race leader is Reece Smith. Smith, Cooper Allen, Haynes, then it's Sargent, Finley Allen, Levine, then it's back to Ruiz, Bolton, Tomsett, Cozzi and Cooper. It's Bailey Cooper in the 7, rounding out the field. So whilst Reece Smith has made a great hole shot off the start, 0.7 of a second is the race lead. Josh Haynes, Josh Sargent getting ahead of Cooper Allen, who now runs in 4th ahead of Finley Allen in the other of the in-flight ER carts. Levine's in the cart shed Esprit. Then it's the Ruiz Construction Tony cart of Sebastian Ruiz. Mia Bolton's in the cart shed Esprit from Grenfell, the 23 cart. Tom Sett from Wollongong. He ran out of the Picton karting circuit, the Wollongong Kart Club. William Cozzi in the 9 and Bailey Cooper's in the 7 from the Sapphire Coast. That's the Clinton's Toyota Narellan top cart of Bailey Cooper. So as they head up the back straight once again, and around the top of the circuit, Reece Smith, his gap still 0.7 of a second from Josh Haynes. Josh Sargent holding on to third, but it's Finley Allen now who's made the pass on Cooper Allen and running in fourth position. He's starting to close up again. Finley Allen, the pole sitter, who going up the back straight pulled off the racing line and found himself dropping right back down to sixth position. He's working his way back around the top of the circuit now as Josh Haynes is starting to close in on Reece Smith. So the gap has been cut by a half a second. It's probably been cut a bit further, in fact. So as the leader works his way through the S's, taking a lot of ripple strip is Reece Smith. Oh, and Josh Haynes is slowed, and his cart is off the circuit now. So Josh Haynes slowing down, and he is off the circuit. A disappointing finish to what was a great run, really challenging for the lead there. So that leaves Reece Smith now. The sixth cart, that is the cart of Sebastian Ruiz. The officials have got some concerns on the rear crash bar. Oh, yes, you can see the rear crash bar has worked its way out of the chassis rail and now is dragging on the circuit. So that rear bar has come completely loose, and Sebastian Ruiz needs to pull off the circuit. He's been given the what is colloquially known as the meatball flag, but it's actually the mechanical black flag. It is a black flag with a orange circle, and he now pulls off the racing line and into pit lane. So that leaves Mia Bolton now up into sixth position. Tomsett, Cooper, all moving up through the field. So Reece Smith is your race leader. He's got out to a 1.5 second lead. Josh Sargent sits back there in with Finley Allen and Coop Allen behind him, but not challenging four positions at the moment. With laps counting down, there'll be two laps left this time by. Race leader is still Reece Smith from Wagga. The Penrith Kart Centre Sodi Kart, number 57, leading the way. White flag at the ready this time by for Reece Smith, who is fastest lap of the race, a 38.742. Finley Allen and Cooper Allen both getting past Josh Sargent. So Josh Sargent starting to fall back now into the clutches. He gets back past, Cooper Allen. But Finley Allen has got well clear as they're on the last lap now. So Smith leading the way. Smith around the top of the circuit. Sargent and Finley Allen, and Cooper Allen continue to battle for third. Smith is through the pit turn now, and Reece Smith takes the victory in heat number two. Finley Allen comes home in second. Josh Sargent in third. Fourth place is Cooper Allen. Then it's Theodore Levaines. Then it's back to Bolton, Cozzy, Tomsett, Bailey, Cooper, rounding out the running order. Cadets, heat number two in the book. The Cadet P's are up next. This is the Canberra Cup, brought to you by Rock Solid Concreting, the final round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Circuit, heading out onto the circuit now is what should be the second heat of Cadet Peas. It should be an interesting race. Darcy Boulding in the 15 cart. Well, he started on the pole, but he had some dramas. He had to charge back through the field. Ryan Thompson in the 27. Then it's Tyler Horner Donnelly, who took the victory from memory in heat number one. In a very strong performance there. Max Asai was in third place, so he did a good job starting out of seven. But it's Henderson, Les Light, Harlan Phelan, Ryan Pring, Max Asai, and Lawrence Shepherd Ashby. So Darcy Boulding, 15p. Will be on the pole. That's the WAS Automotive Arrow. Ryan Thompson, who finished second in heat number one. The Ultimate Karting Sydney. Kart number 27. He's from Wollongong. Tyler Horner Donnelly out of position number three. They're coming around very slowly now. They're away and racing. Good even start. Donnelly gets a good jump this time. Thompson drops into second position, then it's Horner Donnelly in third. They work their way through the S's, all single file now. Further back then to Hare, Les Light, then it's Phelan, Pring. Asai is the next car through with Shepherd Ashby rounding out the running order. So as they head up the back straight, battle is on now as Pring is trying to make the move on the 12 car to Phelan. He makes the pass going into the top turn. So your race leader is Darcy Boulding. The 15P cart across the start-finish line. The Arrow from Canberra leading the way from Wollongong's. Ryan Thompson and North Shore Kart Clubs. Tyler Horner Donnelly. So we had a number of carts who didn't finish heat number one through various incidents on the track, including Henderson, Les Light, Kaelin Phelan and Pring. Phelan and Pring out on lap number three in an incident together, and then Henderson, Les Light just from memory was a mistake going into the pit turn. Oh, no, it was coming off the pit turn that he threw a chain. So hopefully he can stay out of trouble this time. As Boulding, oh, yellow flag down there in turn number one. So that is the 12 of Phelan. As they work their way around the top of the circuit now, Boulding is under some pressure from Thompson. Thompson is trying to bridge that gap. Thompson in second place has got the gap down to 0.3 of a second. Horner Donnelly just having troubles getting through the S's that time, getting very wide. You could see him soaring on the steering wheel, trying to get the cart together. So around the top of the circuit, Boulding, Thompson. Thompson this time's closed up the gap further, you feel. Thought about trying to go on the inside, running a tight line into the pit turn. That's very brave. As Boulding continues to lead, he runs his cart around the middle of the track, just trying to protect his line here as Thompson makes a charge. So Boulding, Thompson, they head up the hill. And Boulding in the 15 cart still holds the advantage. Horner Donnelly back there in third, 2 seconds back off the battle for the lead. As this time, again, Thompson tries to run down the inside on the pit straight. So the leaders are closing in now on Lawrence Shepherd Ashby, the P-plater, oh, sorry, the back marker in the 65. So it'll be interesting to see. Blue flags are at the ready. And Shepherd Ashby getting those blue flags now. So we'll be well aware of the fact that the leaders are coming up on him. Balding and Tomsett work their way around the top turns now. They're closing in on Shepherd Ashby. Balding having to defend his line, as now they're right on the back of Shepherd Ashby here. So this is going to close it up to a three-way battle. And around the outside, Balding and Tomsett also a good run there. Well, yeah, Hornet Donnelly just late in that race started to really miss the apex of the second turn, and we can see again here in this second heat that Tyler Hornet Donnelly is again just not getting anywhere near the apex of the corner. He's losing a lot of time by missing that apex, and after he had the chance to catch back up to the front two during the passing of the back marker. Oh, this time he goes around, and this time it was the closest he's been for a while to that apex. So Hornet Donnelly gathers it back up, but has lost a fair bit of ground in the process. Oh, another cart sideways again. I think that was the 12 of Phelan. So Phelan, again, just having a moment. Blue flags are out for Max Asai in the Jays Brush Fencing CRG from the Sapphire Coast. So Asai heads very wide to let the leaders through, going through the right-hander. That was some good driving there by the back marker. So Darcy Balding continues to lead with the white flag at the ready as they are heading down to complete lap number 9. So Darcy Balding, Ryan Tomsett, Henderson Leslite is now up ahead of Tyler Hornet Donnelly. What can Hornet Donnelly do here? Closing in on the back marker of Max Asai. Probably a bit too far back to try and reclaim that third position, but the battle at the front of the field, a cart length the difference between Darcy Balding and Tomsett as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. So it's Canberra versus Wollongong here in the battle at the front of the field. They work their way around the top of the circuit, running wide, and to that top turn is Tomsett, trying to get some momentum coming off the top turn. As Balding holds on to the lead, and Darcy Balding comes through the pit turn. Tomsett has a lunge, but it is Darcy Balding who takes the victory. Tomsett comes home in second. Then it's Leslite, Hornet Donnelly, Max Asai in the 4 is a lap down. Then it's back to Ryan Pring in the 33. And then Carlin Phelan and Lawrence Shepherd Ashby will round out the running order here in Cadet Peas. Into the pit turn, waiting for a start. Longmore and Fife. Fife gets the jump off the green light, immediately goes across the track and covers off that inside. Fife then leading in the 72. Longmore in the 36. Just dropping back a fraction. Hemphill in the 17's right on his back bumper, as it looks like Lachlan Chancellor in the 22, after having a drama getting that cart started, is eventually up into fourth position. Shibutari, Harness and Morse rounding out the running order. So as they head down across the starting line, it's the stable carting, Josh Fife and Tony Cart, number 72, that leads the way from the Riv Turf, 36 of Longmore. Then it's back to the cart shed, 17 of Hemphill. Not sure what the red number plate signifies. State Series champion, so, okay, the red number plate, a blue number plate indicates a state champion, and the red plate indicating a state series champion. So it's the Southern Stars series champion in his class in junior clubman. Then it's back to the 22 of Lachlan Champion, Lachlan Chancellor. So it's Fife, who threw a chain whilst going for the lead in heat number one, out in front. Longmore with the pressure on from Hemphill now. Longmore in second spot, just really needing to hold that spot for the pressure that's being applied from Hemphill. Longmore, of course, in heat number one, ended up with the win over Chancellor in the 22 cart. Then it was Shibutari, Harness, Hemphill finished back in fifth place. So he had some dramas late in the race and fell away. And Alex Morse finished in sixth with Fife, as I mentioned, throwing a chain and was out of the event as he came through the dogleg. And in fact, he didn't get scored at the start-finish line because he was so far off the racing track. He was, when the chain threw, he went straight to the infield. And, well, that was a very promising race over. Fife from Grenfell in the Tony cart. From Longmore, Hemphill, Morse. So for Alec Morse, Alec Morse with a... thank you. Across the line, Fife, still your race leader by 0.6 of a second. Hemphill right on his back bumper. Then it's back to Morse now, who's really got with the program here. They've tuned that card up. And Alex Morse, who had a terrible qualifying and heat number one was back in sixth position, is now battling for third on the back of Josh Hemphill. So Alec Morse, who would have been very frustrated, he's a competitive young man. And now that cart starting to perform the way he would hope. So as Fife continues to lead the way, Fife along the back straight. The battle is for third with Morse all over the back of Hemphill. Morse is the race leader. Morse back there in fourth, putting the pressure on Hemphill. Of course, I mentioned earlier today that his brother Zane is in the United States at the Super Nationals. The Super Nationals, number 18, I should say. Which that event currently underway in Las Vegas. A temporary track in the car park. As the final lap commences, Fife is your race leader. Longmore in second. Morse is up to third now. As the leader heads up the back straight. Longmore in second. Looks like he's got enough buffer on on Alex Morse. Alex Morse closing in though. Fife will take the checkered flag. A win in heat number two of Junior Clubman. Longmore finishes second. Morse third. Hemphill, Shibutari, Chancellor and Harness rounds out the running order. So the race order has shuffled up quite a bit in between the first and second heats of competition in Junior Clubman. Open Performance is up next. So Restricted heads out onto the circuit now. Restricted 125. We've got some Clubmans, got some Nationals in there. It's a bit of everything out there on the circuit here. Chad Horsley, though, will start from the pole in the 79 car. Amos Noon in the 54. Jane Kabacki is in the 3. Now, Dion Pangolos didn't go out in heat number 1. It's good to see him out there here in heat 2. Shane Shepherd Ashby in the 65. Jared Payne in the 28. The 44 is Jeffrey Bell. 26 is Matthew Maloney. 49 is Lance Horn. James Ornvish in the 17. Tane Ether in the 68. 77 is Michael Simpson. The 86 is Daniel Cataldi. Brendan Shea is in the 10. Gary Cozzi is in the 89. 78 is Mutual Fredericks. And Riley Durden in the 11. Now, Zachary Carpenter in the 88P. He's not heading out there, so he's not heading out there in the Southern Motorworks PCR cart. So we'll get a start away here, hopefully, next time by. All right, Chad Horsley not going to get a start this time. Starter has got a cart off the circuit at the very top of the circuit. And he's having troubles pulling that from the track.
Putting it behind the tyre wall.
So, that cart at the top of the circuit. I think it's Durden's cart. I couldn't see the number in time. So that car getting cleared off the circuit now. We might be good for a start. As Chad Horsley and Amos Noon come to the start line. They're side by side now, very slow roll up. They get to the yellow acceleration line and jump away. Horsley gets the best of the jump. Noon gets swamped again as around the outside. Great move by Pangalos. Pangalos hangs it out around the outside of Kabacki. He'll have the inside line going through the right-hander, and he'll take second place. Further back in the field, Matthew Maloney in the 26 starts to pull away from Jeffrey Bell. As they all start to get themselves single file up the back straight in the heavies battle. So around the top of the circuit, your leader is Chad Horsley. Second position is Pangalos. As Pangalos, then it is back to Kabacki in the 3 car. Noon, Payne, Shepherd Ashby. Back then to Maloney, Ing, Bell, Horn, Ether, Simpson, Ordish, Cataldi, Shea, Fredericks, Carpenter, and it was Durden who had those problems at the top of the circuit in the Clubman. So as the leader heads down across the start-finish line now, it's Chad Horsley leading by 0.9 of a second, so almost a 1 second lead over Dion Pangalos. Shane Kabacki in third has got a cart length breathing room over Noon. Payne in the 28 was quick in heat number 1. Shepherd Ashby looks solid. He's staying with Payne as they head around the top of the circuit. Maloney has checked out in the heavies battle. From Jeffrey Bell, Lance Horn, Tane Ether, Simpson, Ordish, Cataldi, Shea, Cozzi, Fredericks round out the running order. So we'll expect to see in another 2, maybe 3 laps time, the leaders starting to get into some of the back markers, the first of the national carts, which is the Fredericks and Gary Cozzi. As the leader works his way around the top of the circuit. Good start there. for Chad Horsley as we've yellow flag and off the circuit goes Gary Cozzie. So Gary Cozzie from Wollongong in the Gary Cozzie electrical arrow is out of it. Not the normal place you'd expect a chain to come off, but he did roll slowly to a stop, so I'm going to go with it was probably a chain that's been thrown. As the leader, Horsley, heads down the pit straight. He's got a handy buffer between himself now and Pangola, Skabaki, Noon, Payne and Shepherd Ashby, who are all battling for second position. So as this battle for second works their way up over the rise, They work their way around the top turns. And it is still Pangolos in second, Kabaki in third. Noon and Payne. So this battle, Kabaki is really starting to put the pressure on as they head up the back straight. Kabaki the last few laps has been lapping exactly the same speed as Pangalos, and he makes the pass coming off the top turn. So Kabaki just didn't waste any time. He set up the move beautifully going into the top turns and executed it on the exit. So Kabaki in second position. Pangalos back to third. Now Noon and also Payne are having a good battle of their own. Shepherd Ashby has been caught by Jeffrey Bell. So Shepherd Ashby about to get passed by the first of the heavies battlers. Now Kabaki will have the Fredericks cart. And that's the 78 who he'll have to deal with here. He's got quickly up there, but oh, Pangalos makes a dive on the outside. They're side by side into turn number one. So Pangalos tried to use that back marker as a pick. He just jumped on the opportunity and squeezed that cart between Fredericks and the grass and was able to really challenge for that position. But now he's under fire from the 54 of Amos Noon. So the two Newcastle drivers there, nose to tail, and they're having a great battle because ahead of them is the Strathbrook Sodi cart from Eastern Creek of Shane Kabaki. So your leader is Chad Horsley. He's out 4.6 seconds ahead of Shane Kabaki in second. This battle is still going on between Pangolis, Noon and Payne. Kabaki looks like he's got a cart length's breathing room as we come down with two laps left to run in heat number two of restricted 125. Across the start-finish line. And it's Kabaki, Pangolis, Noon, Payne, Bell. Bell in the 44. Then a gap back to Shepherd Ashby, who's got the 26 of Matthew Maloney closing in on him. Around the white flag out now for Chad Horsley. Coming into the pit turn, though, Kabaki is under pressure again from Pangolis. Noon and Payne there with him. So what can Pangolis do? He goes into turn number one, nose to tail with the three card of Kabaki. Through the right-hander, Kabaki was quicker there. Pangolis bogged down, coming out of the S's. That will allow the 54 of Noon to put the challenge on, along with Payne, who wants to go with him. They head up around the top of the circuit. Kabaki has got himself clear as Horsley is going to take the victory. In the PCR card, Horsley takes the win. Kabaki will come home as Noon is off the circuit going into the pit turn. Pangalos is third. Payne is fourth. Noon can't get out of the kitty litter there. So Jeffrey Bell will come home in fifth, the first of the heavies. Shane Shepherd, Ashby, Maloney, Horn, Ether. And it was Lance Horn and Tane Ether who went off the track in the last turn in heat number one. Michael Simpson, Brendan Shea, Cataldi and Fredericks round out the field. So restricted 1-2-5 light, an interesting conclusion in that heat number two. We finish off the second round of heats with the rookies. So the rookies are heading out onto the circuit. Just looking through, it was Thomas Sargent should be, well, I've got him in 11th on the scoring monitor. So Rowan Fripp will start out of pole. Thomas Sargent started out of 11 in heat 1 and took the win. The 13 is Anthony Lofts. The 7 is Angus Wallace. Casey Cleaver in the 61. Jessica Morris in the 18. Aaron Turney in the 37. The 77, William Granger. The 65, Noah Sand. The 76 is Charles McLansborough. Bullets in the 73 as they're away and racing. Oh! And the 76... off the track there, got helped off the track, I think, from the 47. There's no start is the call. So it's a no start. As Rowan Fripp and Anthony Lofts on the front row. They're trying to anticipate the start. They're not actually waiting for the light to go green. You notice that the light is off, and so they're waiting for the green light to come on before they've actually started. So the final heat race in the second round. Information again, getting ready for a start. And again, the 76 has been punted off the track again by Thomas Sargent. Now a spinner there in the 7 card. Is Angus Wallace. So Angus Wallace from Wollongong in the Wallace Auto X-Force cart as they work their way up the top of the circuit. The front two is Fripp and Lofts. Cleaver, Morris, Turney, Granger, Sands and Sargent. They're all starting. Sargent up to fifth position already. So your leader is Rowan Fripp, the 13 is Lofts, 18 is Morris, then it's back to Granger in the 77, Thomas Sargent in the 47 is up to 5th already, Cleaver is back there in the 61, the 37 is Turney, Noah Sands is the 65, McLansborough, Bullman, French and Wallace rounding out the back of the field. We've got a spinner at the top of the circuit. I think that is Bullman's cart in the 73. We'll try and pick up that number for you. It's the 65 of Noah Sands from Orange. So 65 of Noah Sands from Orange drops to the tail end of the field. So we've had two spinners in the race. Angus Wallace, who's worked his way back up to ninth position now. And Noah Sands with some work to do. So as the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit, it's Fripp, Lofts and Sargent. Sargent, who started out of position 11, will have to go and have a visit with the stewards at the end of this race. And he acknowledged the black and white diagonal flag that time by the starter, so he knows he's got to have a chat with the stewards following this race. So it's Turney, Morris, Jessica Morris to shuffle back to fifth place now. It looks like Granger's got a move on Morris now as well. So as the leaders head down into turn one, oh, the front end just going, just Rowan Fripp going so hard into the pit turn that time. Lost the front end as Sargent makes a good pass on Lofts. And goes up into second. So Fripp Sergeant Loft's the running order, and we haven't reached half race distance. We'll be at half race distance this time by. So with 5 laps remaining at the start-finish line, there's been plenty of action already in the rookies, heat number 2. Fripp, Loft, Sergeant, Turney, Morris, Granger, Wallace, Cleaver, McLansborough, Bullman, French and Sands. Here's your running order. Oh, it's another spinner at the top of the circuit. This time rolling backwards. It looks like it's the 14 of Jason French. Now, Jason French had a spin in qualifying down in turn number 1 and was unable to get it out of the sand trap. This time, he's caught, and he's probably just caught in the ledge at the edge of the track there and might not be able to drive it out from there. Meanwhile, Thomas Sargent has hit the lead. Thomas Sargent out in front. We've got a yellow flag now at the top of the circuit for the Jason French cart. That's the Sapphire Coast cart number 14. We've got a spinner down the bottom of the circuit as well. So yellow flags out all over the racetrack. That's for the 76 of Charles McLansborough. So McLansborough off and out of his cart. Sergeant leading from Fripp. Lofts, then it's back to Turney. Morris still holding off Granger. And that cart cleared off the circuit at the top. So we're back to green flag racing all the way around the circuit. Sergeant out to over a half a second, almost a second lead now. So Sergeant 0.963 of a second ahead as we are on lap number 9. Our leader heads up the back straight. Turney, Morris and Granger still within battle, within range here, as Granger looks up the inside of Morris now. Morris, as the white flag is out, holding off Granger. And that's the battle for 4th, 5th and 6th position. Morris closes in on Turney as they head across the start-finish line. Sargent is the leader. Fripp is second. Lofts is third. Then it's back to Turney, Morris and Granger. Fourth, fifth and sixth. Granger going again. As Sargent takes the victory, Fripp comes home in second, Lofts comes home in third, Turney in fourth, and Morris holds off Granger in fifth and sixth place. Wallace, after a spin, he finishes in seventh. Eighth place is Cleaver. Sands is in the 65. He'll finish in ninth place. And the 73 is Jake Bullman, the final cart on the circuit. So, another interesting rookies heat, number 2. We head back to the top of the order, and Junior National heat number 3 is up next. This is the Canberra Cup, the final round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, brought to you by Rock Solid Concreting.